You're listening to Golden State Media Concepts Television Podcast. This is your Captain Keith speaking. And today on deck, the hit series Claws, a TNT original network television show. And YouTube's Red, I believe, Impulse. Yeah. I'm going to change it up for you. We're going to start with Claws. This is long overdue. So where do I start? This is a television show that's on the TNT network. They host this show and Animal Kingdom, which I talked about last week, or the week before. I can't remember now. So Claws stars Niecy Nash, formerly of Reno 911, and she also did some guest appearances on The Masters of Sex on Showtime. She plays Desna Sims, Karush Tran, who plays Virginia, Jen Lyon, who plays Jennifer, Desna's best friend, Judy Reyes, who plays Quiet Ann, formerly of Scrubs fame and Devious Maids fame, and Kerry Preston, who plays Polly, formerly of True Blood fame. All right, so let's get to it. Claws. Desna is an attractive woman who lives with her brother, played by Harold Perrineau, and owns a nail salon with her three best friends. And she and her crew are very tight. They're very close. And they definitely believe in making money and even side hustles. So all I'm going to say, because I want you to see this for yourself, is that I never thought that a nail salon could have so much drama. This show is a drama and a comedy, or as a former coworker of mine used to say, a dramedy. It's different. It's one of a kind, and it definitely works. And all the characters stand out. I mean, once again, I've talked about this, how back in the day, maybe 10, 20 years ago, you have a series and it revolves around one person. Well, writing with television has gotten a lot better now. So now we realize that everybody, sometimes you can get bored of just the main character on the show. So if it's the main character and the ensemble cast and they're all quirky and they all have a story that makes that pot thicker and richer, it just makes the show more engaging and more intriguing. And Claws is no exception. So I like the ensemble cast. I like it when you get to learn about different people, different characters, and what makes them tick and why they're so out there. So, you know, it was apparently, I guess this show was originally developed as a half-hour show for HBO set in Palmetto, Florida. But the show is now filmed in New Orleans, and it's an hour long, and TNT has it instead. So you already know HBO missed out on this one. I can honestly say that they really did. They missed the boat, because TNT has a gem with this show and with Animal Kingdom. So now, of course, it's called Claws because, you know, it's a nail salon, and they do nails, and they do a great job with the nails. You see the different designs, and it's really cool. And so Desna, her background is, you know, she's a very strong woman. She loves the girls that she works with, and she has to take care of her younger brother named Dean, played by Harold Perrineau. Now, Desna, you find out in the show that Desna and Dean grew up in the foster care system. And Dean is a special guy. Dean's on the autism spectrum. And Harold Perrineau does a great job playing Dean. He should get an Emmy for his performance, because you would think that, I've seen him. He's formerly from The Best Man 1 and 2 movies from Malcolm Lee. And I originally saw him, his claim to fame was Oz. He was the narrator on Oz. People forget that he had dreads back then, Harold Perrineau. But yeah, he plays her brother, and very smart guy, very quirky guy. Doesn't used to look people in the face. Looks to the side, has like this certain hand movement, but he's very smart, very quick, and he's one of the few people that lets Desna have it when he thinks she's messing up. So, you know, even though he's on the spectrum, he really is her brother, and you can tell me he knows her. So, you know, their conversations are good. I mean, they're really close. So, like I said, Desna owns this nail salon and with her girlfriends. And getting into the characters of her girlfriends. So, where do we start? We'll do Virginia, known as Carus Tran, last. So, Jen Lyon, like I said, plays her best friend Jennifer, and Jennifer, she's not this, you know, this voluptuous blonde hair beauty who works in the beauty shop with Desna, and she's got two kids. And when you see her kids, you're like, oh, okay. So, you know, one child is half black and one is not. And she's married. And she's happily married to Bryce, played by Kevin Rankin. And, you know, they're very happy. They're very happy. She loves her job. She loves working with Desna. I mean, the shop is nice. They do their thing. They're definitely a sisterhood within the shop. But you can tell that Jen has a wild streak in it, and that she seems to be on her best behavior. That's all I'm going to say. She seems to be on her best behavior. Now, mind you, she has some in-laws that she tolerates. She's nice and she's always respectful, but you can tell that she doesn't care for Bryce's family. But Bryce's great husband, he's very devoted to her. And you find out that they met in a very in a codependent fashion, but they made something special out of it. So they met in a codependent fashion, but they didn't let that stop them from growing and being something more. They didn't let that hinder who they could be together. So yeah, Jen is, she's good. She's good at her job. She's very close to Desna. And like I said, you know, she's got two girls, so she's crazy about it. She loves her husband. But it seems like her husband is kind of wandering aimlessly in regards to what he's going to do for work. He doesn't seem like he's really found himself. But I don't think that Jen notices that. She doesn't really see that. Or that's not the impression I get. Now, Judy Reyes plays Quiet Ann. Like I said, she's of Devious Maids fame and of Scrubs fame. And when you see her on Claws, you don't recognize her. She basically is she plays a lesbian woman who's very quiet, and she's never really wears skirts or dresses. She's more of a dom instead of a femme in that capacity. And she's quiet. She never ever really speaks, so they call her Quiet Ann. But she's a good worker. She's always cleaning up the shop, and she's kind of like the muscle in the shop too. So if people get crazy, you know, Quiet Ann will step to you, and you really don't want Quiet Ann to step to you because it's not going to be good at all. And I was amazed and so impressed when I saw that she took this role, because watching her in Devious Maids, she was amazing. This matriarch, I mean, she was great on that show, and you literally would not recognize her if you looked at that show and saw her on this. She's like, that's the same lady. So, you know, real actors do real things. So, you know, Judy Reyes is amazing on this show. You get to learn more about her later. She's kind of a mystery. She's Quiet Ann. So you know she, you know, she loves women. She loves her sisterhood, her friendship with the girls. Like I said, she kind of keeps to herself. I mean, she's with them. Her life is at that beauty shop. Her life is with her friends and dating women. And she's been kind of a player, so she doesn't like to. You get the impression that Quiet Ann loves the ladies and leaves them. So, and you know, will that keep going on? Will she ever find, I mean, will she find true love? Is she going to be a player for life? You know? So, and then there's Carrie Preston, who plays Polly. Now, this one is... Polly is someone who is just getting out of jail. I believe she might even be on probation. I can't remember. And you just find out that Polly, you know, likes to, let's just say she used to be a con artist. And she likes to take on different roles and likes to pretend she's someone else. She likes to play different characters, and she loves to tell stories about things that never happened, but she's so convincing you think they do. So, of course, all the girls in the nail salon know that these things didn't happen, but they get entertained by what she does. You know, I mean, by the stories that she tells and the characters that she can put on, you know. She can convince you that she's, you know, from England or Ireland, all just by the way she talks and just by the persona that she'll put on. So, and now that she's out of jail, she's got to keep her nose clean. So she comes back to the nail salon and she's working. And she's just really funny. Very, very funny. And there is, so, Carouche Tran plays Virginia. She's the newest girl who's added to the nail salon team. And she wants desperately to be a part of their clique. And they're, you know, because she's young. And kind of wild, they're just like, we don't know about this girl. So, you know, they deal with her, but they don't take her too seriously. And, you know, it's just, she's the youngest, so, you know, they got all the experience. And Desna's just like, doesn't know what to do with her. They're still trying to train her on different things. And, you know, they don't think she's quite ready to, like, be able to run the salon by herself if need be. But she's definitely a part of the crew. I mean, she eventually becomes, you know, one of the girls. And it's just that transition, watching that happen is just really funny. So Desna has this boyfriend. His name is Roller. And, you know, he just thinks he's Mr. the coolest man to walk the earth. He just, you know, he, you know, if you could monetize someone's ego, he would probably be a billionaire. Nobody loves Roller the way Roller does, but Desna doesn't really see that yet. You know, she's, you know, this is her guy. He'll come into the shop and just start kissing all on her. And the girls are like, ooh. And, you know, he's just... Roller, you know, fancies himself as a gangster. And I suppose maybe he is. So, and it's just, yeah, he is. And, but it's just, his character is just, he's very, like I said, he's very into himself, very selfish, but Desna doesn't necessarily see that yet. She thinks that he loves her. She thinks there's a future with him. So she's not seen. And he's played by Jack Kessy, or K-E-S-Y. He does a great job of playing Roller. You find out, though, that so Roller is actually brothers with Bryce. We'll talk more about that after this break.
Want to know the latest and hottest music hitting the airwaves? Don't be left out. Listen to the Golden State Media Concepts Music Podcast. Keith keeps you on the loop with everything you need to know from pop, rock, hip-hop, and the top 40. And we'll throw in news of your favorite artists, concert and tour dates, and so much more. Listen no further, because this is the Gold Standard in Music Podcast.
And welcome back. Once again, you're listening to Golden State Media Concepts Television Podcast. This is your Captain Keith. Talking about the comedy series Claws, TNT original network television show, starring Niecy Nash, formerly of Reno 911, as Desna. This is a great show for her. So, as I said before, Roller and Bryce are brothers. So that means, so Jen has that connection with Destin that way. So they're already close. And then, you know, the men that they're with are related. They're brothers. So, but what Destin doesn't realize is that Roller is just, you know, Roller does what Roller wants to do. Roller's been kind of spoiled. Roller's been out in the streets thinking that he's the king. And he takes what he wants. But he doesn't show that to Desna. So the question is, does she ever figure that out for herself? But yeah, she's in love. And, you know, he, yeah, like I said, Roller seems to be in love with himself. Definitely in love with himself. So now, remember how we're talking about Virginia, you know, played by Caruso Tran. You know, the young, pretty, new nail technician. You know, so maybe the girls feel a little threatened because she's this young, pretty, you know, she's half black and Vietnamese, this pretty young girl who's, she's the youngest girl there. So, you know, she's going to be new blood and new energy. And believe that she used to be a stripper, I believe. It's part of her backstory. If I can remember from the first season, because then they're currently in the second season, but we're just going to talk about what goes on in the first season. So, Roller and Bryce, they were raised. he might actually be my favorite character on the show. Roller and Bryce were raised by their uncle Danny. That's his name, played by Dean Norris. Dean Norris is great, great actor. He was on Breaking Bad. He was on Beyond the Under the Dome. Excellent actor. He plays Uncle Daddy, their patriarch. And Uncle Daddy, he owns a strip joint, and he has other various businesses, and he has Roller working for him. Bryce doesn't work for him. And it just seems like maybe Roller is Uncle Daddy's favorite, and, you know, cause Bryce is the family man and Roller's out there in the streets, you know, doing his thing and, you know, being the ladies man, so to speak. So, and there's also, one more friend of the gang named Dr. Ken Brickman, played by Jason Antoon. And he is a quirky, zany guy. he's got this devilish smile and look when you see this guy. Jason Antoon, who plays Dr. Ken Brickman. And so they're all connected to each other. And when you watch the show, you're just like, how did all this happen? Where is all this coming from? And what's cool about the show is, like I was saying, that you never think that people who run a nail salon can get into any type of real life drama outside of, I don't know, maybe someone breaking into your nail salon and stealing something or poaching your customers. I mean, but that would be kind of boring. So that's not what's going on. But, you know, I want all of you to tune in to that first season and see how it unfolds. I mean, I will tell you this, though, that, like I said, you know, Desna's in love with Roller. And, you know, when people get madly in love, a lot of times, you know, they're not necessarily thinking straight. There might be red flags and flaws about the person that you're in love with. But a lot of times you sweep him under the rug, or you ignore it, or you act like it's not there. I mean, anybody can delude themselves. Anybody. So that's just a human nature thing sometimes. You know, the main ingredient had a song, Everybody Plays the Fool Sometimes. And I believe that, you know, everybody plays the fool sometimes. And if they say they didn't ever, they're lying. So, but these characters are just, they're really quirky. So, you know, why is Quiet Ann so quiet? You know, why is she so mysterious? She doesn't talk much, but she thinks a lot. And like I said, you know, she's definitely the love him or leave him type. And she's also the muscle. You know, they need to get something done physically. Short, quiet, and is tough, and she'll get it done. So no one sees her coming. And how was Dr. Ken Brickman tied into the nail salon? You know, who is this guy, and why is he always looking like he's on one? You know, he's a doctor, so what's going on with this guy? And, you know, Virginia, Karush Chan's character, like I said, she's very ambitious. She wants to be a part of the team, but she's also a little resentful because she thinks like these old, you know, these so-called older women don't take her seriously. And so, you know, Virginia wants what she wants. And because she's not close to these ladies, you know, some things might happen that may strain that relationship. So, you know, that's all I'll say in that regard. But her character is great. Jennifer's character, that her character gets more interesting later on down the line. Because, when you first see her, she's got these two kids and she's got Bryce, but you don't know how she got to that point. And you ask yourself, okay, she's got a half-black child, but her husband's white. So what am I missing? She's got two kids. One of them's black or half-black. One of them's not. So you're like, okay, so, you know, what are we missing here? And then, you know, why did Polly go to jail? And how long was she there? And, you know, is she going to stay on the straight and narrow? And Desna's job is like, she's, you know, she's like the big sister to everyone. And plus, she's still got to take care of her brother, Dean. Make sure he's happy and make sure that he's not going through things. Now, you do find out, like I said, that, you know, Dean and Desna, you know, they grew up in foster care. And it does, from what you can see in the show, it just wasn't pretty. And with foster care, you know, they had more than one home they were in. So you can imagine that there's going to be things talked about in regards to that. So, and then, like I said, Dean's character gets more and more interesting because Desna has, she sheltered him a lot, basically. And what happens when she can no longer shelter her brother? Like I said, he's on the spectrum, but he's a lot smarter than people think he is. And he knows how to conduct himself for the most part. So, and all the girls adore him, you know, because, you know, he's a good guy. So, you know, he's like their brother as well. But Polly has to stay on the straight and narrow and restrain herself from making up new characters and doing any new type of cons. It's really easy for Polly to lie. It's not like she sets out to do it. She just kind of does. And maybe it comes from not feeling accepted as a young girl, not quite sure, haven't delved deep enough into her character yet. The second season starts to dig into the characters a little bit deeper, the ensemble cast. But there's definitely drama and turmoil in this salon. I mean, you really could pop popcorn and watch this show and be like, no, that didn't just happen. And yeah, like I said, Roller comes in. He's the bad boy, you know. A lot of times he'll come in and he'll have Desna thread his eyebrows. You know, it's a very intimate thing, apparently. So, and, you know, she's thinking everything's good. And of course, so now Roller's very charismatic. Roller, you know, knows what to say and how to say it. Roller is very close to Dean. He likes Dean. Dean likes Roller. So, you know, so that helps with Desna too, because, you know, it's important that whomever she's with is going to accept her brother and her, you know, they're a package deal. So, but like I said, so, you know, Bryce is a good husband and he's a good father to Jen's kids. But you can tell that he seems like he might be kind of lost in a sense of trying to figure out who he is career-wise and still trying to settle into that. And the question is Jen being supportive of that or not? So you have to tell me. You have to see for yourself. Because when someone's trying to find themselves, it's very important to have people around that understand that and try to help them get to that direction if possible. Or help encourage them so they can flourish and grow and evolve. And what's great about this show is, too, is like a lot of times you never really know who you're working with. And what I mean when I say that is that Quiet Ann is definitely someone to watch, especially in the second season that's on right now. She really turned my head. I was really impressed with what I saw. Because, and what's cool about the storyline and the writing is that you don't really know her background. She starts to say some of it, a little bit. She starts to let go a little bit of her past and tell people. But she's always been the type of person to kind of internalize and hold stuff in. So, and because she's so quiet, sometimes it seems like the other ladies kind of forget to check in on her to make sure that she's okay. And Desna has to, just keep everything afloat, make sure that there's no problems with the nail salon, and make sure that there's no problem with their side hustle. So I'm going to say, they have the nail salon, the girls all together, they have a side hustle. And that side hustle is something that that definitely contributes to the drama. One of the many pieces. But, Uncle Daddy. So, that's Roller and Bryce's Uncle Daddy. So Roller and Bryce's parents died when they were young. And their father was Uncle Daddy's brother. So, he took in the boys and raised them. And he's Uncle Daddy. He's this man who runs a strip joint. And he's like a boss. And he's married. He loves his wife, but he also has a young man as his mistress as well, who who has certain requests, and the wife knows all about it. It's like a very open, polyamorous, pansexual relationship. Uncle Daddy might be, I guess Uncle Daddy is like he may be the first pansexual boss that you see. That you see on Claws. And Dean Norris does a great job with this role. Because I gotta tell you, after watching him Under the Dome, I had no idea he was going. So Dean Norris and Judy Reyes surprised me the most when they took the roles they took in Claws. They really went out there, went on a limb, challenged themselves and played non-traditional roles. And they're doing a great job at it. So, a true craft of acting. But Virginia, she gets into trouble. And like I said, the side hustle brings a lot of drama and it just feeds the show. And then, people to watch besides the girls, you got Roller, Bryce, and Uncle Daddy. Oh, man. Yeah. Just the fact that I'm saying there's a person named Uncle Daddy. And they all say his name like it's normal. It's not. But like I said, he took Bryce and Roller in. Those are his nephews, but he considers them his nephews and also his sons. So he loves them. So, and his wife, she's a strong character too. She's the matriarch of the family. And her and Uncle Daddy are always on the same page. And I want to find her name. So I can find it real quick before I go to break. Let's see. What is her name? Let's see. Is this it? Looking for it now. I think I found it. I want to tell you her name. Yes. She's played by Dale Dickey. That's her real name. But on the show, she is what, Wanda Husser, Uncle Daddy's wife. Did I say it right? Let's see. Go back to the full cast here. Yeah, she's tough. So it's just like, her and Uncle Daddy are both like, kind of like a Bonnie and Clyde action going on. Jawanda Husser, that's Uncle Daddy's wife. That's Roller and Bryce's, I guess, Aunt Mama. I can't remember if they call her that or not. But yeah, the show is funny and it's dark. It gets very dark. Not right away, but when it goes, you can't stop watching. It's just, it's a great show. I'm loving season two. I can't wait to see what happens next. I like it. I never thought a show about a nail salon could be so intriguing and so much fun. And I'm enjoying learning more about the ensemble cast, about the supporting cast, Desna's girlfriends and her partners in the second season. But the first season, I mean, you start to see the glimpses. I mean, you can't give it all to them at once in the first season. So they're right on time with the second season by letting it all hash out, because now you get deeper involved and you're more engaged in the show. But you will like Claws. I'm a Claws fan. If they got Claws t-shirts, I will rock one. So yeah, it's a good show. It's on TNT. Check it out. Niecy Nash delivers. They all deliver on that show. Carouche Tran delivers. Let me go back to that cast. Where was I? Let's see. Jen Lyon, that's Jennifer. Judy Reyes is Quiet. Anna Carey, Preston is Polly. They all deliver. And it's just interesting to see what they're going to do next and how they're going to get out of their jams. Because when you watch the show, you're like, oh, man, they do that? I don't know if they're going to be able to get out of this mess. But, yeah, check it out. And we'll be back after this break, and we'll talk about Impulse.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Welcome back to Golden State Media Concepts Television Podcast. It's your Captain Keith. We just finished talking about the TNT original television series Claws, and now we're talking about Impulse. It's a web series on YouTube Red. It's an original series. And I got to tell you, it's a trip. So, Impulse. It's about a 16-year-old, Henrietta Coles, who's an outsider in her new town of Reston, New York. She's got a major chip on her shoulder, and she's got no friends, and she remains withdrawn and isolated. But, of course, everything changes with the traumatic event that happens to her. And apparently, this series is based off of a novel, Impulse, by Stephen Gould. So, yeah, this is a YouTube Premium channel series. So, yeah, but Henrietta, a.k.a. Henry, she finds out that one of the reasons that she's kind of has a chip on her shoulder is because she has epilepsy. So she's prone to seizures. So she's a teenager. She's like 16 or 17. Oh, she's 16. And she wants to drive a car, but she can't because of her seizures. She has to go a certain amount of time, like a year or two, I think like 2 years without having a seizure before they'll like give her a driver's license. Because, you know, if you're epileptic and you're driving and you have a seizure when you're driving, that could be catastrophic. So she's dealing with that. Her mom has moved in. She's got a new boyfriend. And, you know, and her boyfriend has a daughter. So, Missy Pyle plays Cleo Cole, Henry's mom. Henry, a.k.a. Henrietta, is played, Coles is played by Maddie Hassan. So, and then Sarah, so Jenna Hope is played by Sarah Desjardins. She kind of becomes like Henry's stepsister of sorts. And looking for the dad. Jenna's dad. And Jenna, in high school, she's with the popular crowd. So that's happening. And right now, I got to do the whole full cast. Give me a second here. My little show notes. Because I want to get into this. Oh, Matt Gordon plays Jenna's dad. So, and the thing is, Henry is kind of jaded when it comes to her mom and her mom's relationships. Henry has not seen her father in years. He kind of walked out on them. Or that's what, you know, that's how Henry sees it. And her mom, Cleo, has just been trying to, you know, keep her head above water. And, you know, she's, you know, she thought she had love a few times and it just didn't happen. So Henry feels like, okay, so, you know, I'm living with these two people who are strangers to me. And, you know, let's see how long this is going to last. So I'm not going to try to get close to people because I'd probably just be gone and move to a different town soon anyway. So that's how she thinks. She's always listening to her music. Henry likes to tag. She likes to do graffiti on buildings and stuff. And of course, you know, there's in high school. So they're in high school. So, you know, Henry and Jenna are in high school. And Jenna kind of tolerates Henry. She doesn't know what to make of her. She's like, she's not family. And what I like about Jenna's character is that when you first see her, you're just like, she's kind of mean. Why is she treating Henry that way? And you feel sorry for Henry because Henry can overhear her saying to her father she's not family because she doesn't come down to eat breakfast with the rest of them. And, you know, Cleo is really trying. Cleo seems to be committed to Jenna's dad, Mr. Hope. They don't give his first name. I have to look that up later. So she, you know, she seems to be, you know, she likes him. And he is genuinely interested in, you know, getting to know Henry. But, you know, that's going to take time because, you know, she's got this wall up. So they're at school and Henry likes to listen to music so she can just phase out and not, you know, just black out everything. And that's her way of escaping, listening to music and sneaking out and tagging different buildings if she can. So, you know, she gets to high school. They both get to high school, her and Jenna. And there's this guy named Clay Boone, played by Tanner Stein. He's like this, the all-star, the all-state athlete, football star, you know, he's poised for greatness. His dad runs the dealership in town, Bill Boone, played by David James Elliott. And, you know, Clay's got a brother named Lucas Boone, his older brother, played by Craig Arnold. He's a good guy. So Clay's always hitting on Henry and she keeps blowing him off. And basically what happens is that Henry's out tagging one day and she gets caught. So the cops get her and she gets in trouble. You know, she gets in trouble for tagging. So, you know, when Cleo finds this out. Oh, well, before that happens, there's a situation where she's in school. She's in the classroom and she's just not real liking her teacher. And there is another character, Towns Linderman, and he's on the autism spectrum. He's in classroom. He's a nice guy. He keeps to himself, but he's very honest and not a real filter. And the teacher's kind of picking on him. So Henry decides to, you know, pick at the teacher. She's like, well, so, you know, he calls himself doctor or something, but he's actually, you find out from Henry, well, you're not really a doctor. You got your master's degree, but you never got your doctor's degree. So why are we calling you doctor? And, you know, why are you talking to, you know, Towns that way? So, you know, Henry's just letting him have it. And the classroom's looking at her like, wow, because they never hear her say anything. And she's speaking up, you know, for Towns. And basically, the teacher goes over to Henry and grabs her by the arm. She's like, don't touch me. Get away from me. Get your hands off of me. And, you know, they're arguing back and forth. And next thing you know, she starts to spasm and has a seizure in class. So they have to go get her, you know. And, you know, she sees the doctor. They take her home. And Henry's like, you know, am I going to be able to get my driver's license? She wants to drive a car. And she's like, well, sorry, you know, we're going to have to report this, and it's probably going to be another 2 years before you'll be eligible to get your license again. So, of course, she's devastated. So I believe after that, she goes out tagging. She gets caught. Police catch her. Her mom is furious. So the next day, her mom and her boyfriend decide that she can't have access to her car, and they're going to sell her car. So it gets towed over to the Boone's dealership so they can sell it. So, of course, Henry, a.k.a. Henrietta, is furious about that. So now, and, you know, and when she confronts her mom, Cleo tells her, hey, there are consequences to your action. You know, you shouldn't have been out tagging. You should have been home in bed. You shouldn't be sneaking outside of the house. And her mom was telling her the truth. So now, you would think the average kid would be like, okay, I'm in trouble. Take my punishment and deal with it. Well, no, not Henry. You know, she decides that she wants to get her car back. Now, mind you, the car gets towed to the dealership, Boone dealership. Remember I told you that's Clay's dad's dealership? So Henry sees Clay and she asks him for a favor. He's like, well, what? She goes, okay, what can you? I need to steal my car from your dad's dealership. So Clay's like, yeah, okay. He goes to the dealership, gets the keys. No one questions him. He gets the car. And they hide, you know, so they bring the car back. And then Henry and Clay are hanging out. So mind you, like I was saying, you know, right now Henry doesn't really have any friends. She's not close to Jenna. Jenna, you know, is with the popular group. So the popular girls don't talk to Henry. They think she's weird. She's always listening to her headphones. She's antisocial. And, you know, she doesn't really want to be there. And she's just biding her time because she thinks that her mom's going to, you know, screw up this relationship or that she got with the wrong guy anyway. So, but Henry hasn't given, you know, Mr. Hope a chance. You know, she doesn't know. He might be a good guy. She doesn't know. She just assumes because of her past experiences with her mom and other men that it's not going to end well and that she's going to have to, you know, be forced to leave again. So, you know, if that be the case, you know, if you're a teenage kid, you would be used to not getting attached to people too, especially if you know you're going to leave them because of your parents. You know, that might, you know, that might be like being in the military family. It might be hard to get close to people because you know you're always going to leave. And that would really stink. So, you know, that's where Henry's mind is. So, you know, and Jenna wants to be popular. So we'll talk more about impulse after this break.
Want to find out what movies to go see? Then check out the GSMC Movie Podcast. It's your ticket to the latest movies, whether it's a new blockbuster event, romantic, comedy, or action flick. This show has got it all covered. They talk some what to go see now. Don't bother. What's hot on Netflix and everything in between? That's GSMCpodcast.com/movie-podcast. When it's all about the movies, it has to be this new show. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow follow them on Twitter. Visit gsmcpodcast.com for more info.
So we talked about Henry, a.k.a. Henrietta Coles, and how she's like this outcast who doesn't want to be in this town, doesn't want to be in this house, this high school, wants her and her mom just to go and leave. And, you know, she doesn't, like I said, she likes Clay. So, you know, they hang out. But so what I didn't tell you is that, and we talked about how she has epilepsy. And how that's limited her. So, you know, she's got to deal with that. She doesn't necessarily want people to know. They saw her have a seizure in the classroom. So she might be a little embarrassed about that. But what we didn't talk about, what makes Henry special, because you look at this girl, you're like, well, what's going on with her? So, you know, why should I be interested in this person? Well, so she has epilepsy. That's true. But what happens later is that a traumatic experience, an event, happens to Henry. And when this event happens, it triggers something. And she winds up teleporting to her bedroom. Yes, folks, I said it, teleporting. So Henry Coles, a.k.a. Henrietta Coles, has the ability to teleport. So now, she doesn't know how or why. And she's like, is this a dream? This really happened? Yeah, it happened. She teleported from one place to another because of some trauma that happened to her from an event. And now she spends her time trying to figure out why and how and what does this mean? And she has to figure out how to control it. And she doesn't know how. And, you know, it's a secret that she's keeping. How long can she keep it? Will she be able to figure out why this is happening? And when she teleports, things around her start to shake and sometimes break and stuff and cave in and sink in. So it's very fascinating. So this goes from this teenage girl who seems like an outcast, an outsider, who's kind of angry, edgy, chip on her shoulder, and not very likable, actually. She's not that likable at first. So, and I'm still waiting to see if I like her as a character. I'm intrigued by the storyline, but it's the first time I've watched a series and I'm not feeling the love for her yet. But I'm intrigued by where it's happening with this. Now, also what's going on in this story, on the other side of like the world, there's just like this guy, he might be French. And he has the power to teleport too, but he controls it. He goes back and forth, and you see him interact with people in a different way. So we don't know what's going on with him. His storyline seems mysterious as well. So we know there's two people who can teleport, Henry and this person. Don't really know this guy's name yet. Don't know how he's tied to Henry, but we know that he's got the same ability that she does, but he can control his. So he pops in and out anywhere all over the world. Can you imagine being able to teleport? Let's say you need to go to work. Oh, let me just teleport. I'm there. No traffic, no paying for parking, no rush hour, no sleep at the wheel, no tired, no have to get coffee because you got to have a long drive home. No, you just teleport. You're just there. No airplane ride, no boat ride, no train ride. You can teleport. You're there. That would be a great power to have. So, yeah, Henry's freaking out because, you know, she never expected to be teleporting. You know, that's not something she woke up and thought that she was going to be doing one day. So, and she knows she can't explain that to her parents or to her mom. Because how is she going to accept that? What's she going to do with that, you know? But, yeah, so this guy's teleporting all over the world. He's married. He's got a son. He seems like he might be on a mission, but we don't know what that mission is. He's doing something. He's interacting with people. That's all I'm going to say. He's interacting with people. Like I said, you know, he and Henry seem to be the only ones so far who can teleport, who have these type of powers. So Henrietta has to figure out, you know, why this happens. And then when you're watching the show, even like in the first episode, you see that when she stresses out or faces type of danger, it's like it's an impulse, pun on word, you know, intended. And that impulse protects her and puts her somewhere else. So, you know, we don't know why that's happening and what it means and how did she come to have that power. So, and so characters to watch on the show, Clay Boone, you know, the all-star jock, the all-state athlete, the most handsome, popular guy in high school. So, you know, his character's interesting. His older brother is interesting, too. What's his name? I just saw it. I mentioned it earlier. Lucas Boone, the older brother who works at the dealership. There's some layers to him that you find out about. And then Bill Boone, the daddy, the dealership owner. He's the pillar of the community, well respected. But is all what it really seems? Is he that clean cut? Is he? You tell me. So yeah. And there's other things. And then Towns Linderman, you know, played by Daniel Maslany. You know, who's the guy who's autistic, who's on the spectrum. Very charming character. Very straightforward, very to the point, very intense, very passionate. So, watch him. You'll enjoy watching his character. And Jenna, you know, Henry's would-be stepsister. But there's a lot more to her than meets the eye. Yeah, she's a popular girl, but is, you know, but she's got a story too. And the interaction with her and her dad, Mr. Hope, her dad, I like him. He's very sincere. He seems to really be in love with Cleo. He's not the Mr. conventionally attractive man, but he's very intuitive, very sensitive, and he seems to be very compassionate. And he definitely is in love with Cleo, and he definitely wants them to be a family, you know. So the question is, you know, will Henry let people in? You know, and can she keep this secret about teleporting to herself? Will she be able to master this power? What does it mean in the big picture? And, you know, a power like that could be used for the right reasons and the wrong. And will that play into the series, you know? And what's going on with her dad? Where is he? Is he still alive? Will we see him later? You know, how does she get these powers? Were they inherited? You know, what's going on? And like I said, Clay Boone, you know, Mr. Nice Guy. Well, is he? Yeah, so it's and then there's a police officer, and she's great. I'm looking for her in here. And when I saw her on the show, I recognized her. I just can't tell from where. I've seen her in something, and I can't. It's just not hitting me. But Maddie Hassan does a great job playing Henry. A.K.A. Henrietta Coles. She's very moody and detached. She's definitely a firecracker. She's, like I said, right now, I mean, I empathize that she's got this power. She's got to deal with it. But I'm not really liking how she's been handling things. And she's just not real likable to me, at least not yet. And it's the first time I watched a show that intrigues me, that has a character, the main character, I'm not liking. So ideally that may change, and still early in the series, but I'm digging it. I'll be finished with it probably by the end of the week, maybe even tonight. but I like it a lot. So Deputy Ann Hulse is played by Anuka Okuma. And she comes to the small town of Reston. And she's a really good, she's a real good police officer. And she just may be a little too good for her, a little too good at her job for her own good. So, like I said, this small town, you know, what's great about these type of shows is back in the day, you know, you had Little House on the Prairie and all these other shows, the Waltons and, you know, people in the small town, the small Americana town where everyone was nice and clean cut and wholesome and people did things a certain way and they always had a smile on their face and everyone was always clean cut and just picture perfect. Well, we find out now that that's kind of a lie. It was never picture perfect, but that was just the image presented. And now when you crack deep into suburbia, it gets deep and it gets dark. And a lot of times it's deeper and it's darker than the city or the inner city. A lot of people would say, oh, well, watch out for the city. You know, they get crazy over there. Well, now you're watching American television, you're saying to yourself, well, you might have to watch out for that small town. They get crazy over there. They just hide it better. Or do they? They're not. So these small towns are becoming more and more fascinating and just more riveting because you're like, who is your neighbor? Do you know your neighbor? What are they doing? Who are they really? And I mean, you really get that feeling when you watch this show because the onion gets peeled and there's layers and layers. And like I said, it's going to be intriguing to see where things go. I will say this, though. Jenna and Henry start to get close. But once again, like I said, Henry has a chip on the shoulder. And maybe because she spent so much time, you know, going from town to town with her mom, that she doesn't know how to interact with people, you know, or, you know, what's social etiquette and just what it means to be polite and what it means to be appreciative of what you have. Because, you know, Jenna seems to have something missing in her life, and Jenna seems to have a story that no one's paying attention to. So the question is, like I said, so with this story, the show is about Henry, but it's also about the family. It's also about that town, and they're all connected to each other and what's really going on. And it just gets kind of dark. And then I also say to myself when I'm watching this show, you know, like it's about parenting too, because I'm thinking to myself, you know, certain things parents just shouldn't tolerate. And I'm watching this show and I'm like, what's going on with this person and what's going on with the person's parents? So that's all I'm going to say. I mean, you'll know what I mean, but I'm just like, you know, a lot of these issues could be avoided if people were current and present and actually watching their children. Maybe I'm becoming an old man. Maybe I'm becoming my parents. But no, Impulse is a really cool show. It's interesting. It's intriguing. I'm looking forward to seeing where this goes. Will Henry get a chance to, you know, will she learn how to control her powers? And what's that mean? And, you know, will she allow herself to get connected to this community? Will she allow herself to feel like she's a part of a family outside of her mom? Will she let people in romantically and friendship wise? You know, what will she do? But yeah, like I said, you know, I guess my biggest thing is right now, I don't really like her, but I'm liking the storyline and I'm hoping that she's going to become a character that I grow to like, and then she's going to grow within this season. So, yeah, that's a first for me in regards to a show. Yeah. But good people of the planet Earth and the known universe, thank you for listening to Golden State Media Concepts Television Podcast. This is your Captain Keith. Hope you had a good time. I know I did. We talked about Claws on TNT Network. Check it out. And check out Impulse. Even if you're on YouTube Premium, YouTube Red, even if you just do, you know, the probationary period, you should check it out. It's cool. It's different, and it's unlike Cobra Kai. The episodes are like almost an hour long a piece. So this web series is really cool, and I can't wait to see where it goes. I'm really fascinated by it. Like I said, and I'm fascinated with this trope or with this arc where I have, you know, someone who might be the hero or heroine, and I'm just not really liking her. Is she the anti-hero? What is she? And will she change? But Maddie Hassan is doing a great job in that role. So, and Missy Powell is great as her mom, Cleo Cole. Everyone's doing a good job. Everyone is acting their butts off. It's cool. I'm intrigued, and I'm looking forward to finishing this season. But once again, thanks again for listening. Like I said, I had a good time, and I'll see you somewhere out in space.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Television Podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network, from movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.